Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
Was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player, and it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're here to talk to you about something very important.
Yes.
One of the biggest cock blocks that has ever been presented to us and is presented constantly.
Ever present.
Post nut clarity.
Yes.
In all actuality, though, we had a great week.
Yeah. It was a couple weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks of lots of fun. We got a lot of stuff done. I have so much content to go through. We have some amazing, funny reels. Mm-hmm. My creativity has just been like
wild. Having, you know, Suckasaurus and G-Rex here, that definitely
That was
helped.
Awesome. But then after that, we were able to like get back into things. We didn't want to like really work with anybody prior to like Suckasaurus and G-Rex coming, even though we weren't like doing anything with them. We just didn't.
We were excited to have them come.
Yeah. So once they left, we were like, okay, let's throw out some feelers, see what we can do.
Right.
You know, Stephanie was feeling herself a little bit. And we went on Tinder, and within moments, well, first off, I think I'm like a heat-seeking missile at this point. Like, I can find these dudes.
Like, that sounds weird, but like...
Like, I can look at a profile, she'll be like, what do you think? And I'm like, yes.
Yep.
And even when you're like, I don't think so, it's come back and it's been like...
But then
There's also been ones I've been totally fucking wrong.
Right. So I guess there's really no way of truly knowing.
But I mean, also, who's to say that the guys that say I'm totally wrong aren't just fucking lying?
That is true.
Anyways.
That is true.
We did find a virgin.
We did.
So we found one pretty quickly and basically made moves to have them like come pretty fast.
Pun intended.
Yeah. So he basically, we were like, hey, look, you can swing by, like, we can get this done within an hour.
Right.
He's like, yep, let's do it. So we're waiting for him, and it's like, he said like 5:45 he'd be around.
Yeah.
And
he even told us, he's like, I'm on my way. And we're like, cool. And then nothing.
And right around 6 o'clock we get this like message.
Yes.
And it's like
picture.
With a picture, and it's like, hey, I got into an accident. I'm like, yep, yeah, heard that shit before, you know? Like,
right.
How many virgins have
use that
had
excuse.
Car accidents, like, good God. Well, he sends a picture, and I look at the picture, I'm like, well, that's actually, like, right out in front of my neighborhood.
Right.
Okay, so...
Maybe.
He really did
but
get into
like,
an
but also, maybe, like, he just got into an accident last week and just happened to have
yeah,
a picture.
Yeah, like, there's,
we were
you,
like,
know,
you know, like...
People get crazy.
Benefit of the doubt, like, so we were
we've
like,
been
all
cat, right. We've had some good catfishes at this point.
But so we didn't say anything else. Like, you were just like, oh, man, like, that sucks.
I hope you're okay.
And then we just didn't hear anything. And we were like, all right, he's either going to bail or he's still going to show up and just be like, this is wild. Like, what a wild story for you. And he showed up.
But... The story gets wilder, folks.
It gets even
so
wilder.
He's cool. He's like a decent guy.
Right.
You know, you thought he was nice. We're starting to do the paperwork. He's nervous. We're talking, you know, because we didn't really get a lot of the talking done beforehand like we usually do.
Right.
We did this one differently because it was on Tinder. We were able to do like a face-to-face like confirmation
make sure he's real, he saw us. We kind of like explained it because it's hard to text that kind of stuff out on, you know, on there and not make it sound totally like...
It makes us seem a lot more legit, too.
Right.
When you can see us and talk to us, because I think we're a little more genuine and you see, oh, we're not the, you know, sketchy...
Predatory
people that, you know, you may imagine.
Right.
So he comes over, we're filling out the forms. We're
first one done, halfway through the second.
We're literally about to do the signatures.
Yeah.
And then he gets a phone call and he goes, oh, it's the dude from the accident.
Right. Well, he had said the guy was like, oh, you know, we're not going to exchange information or we're not going to like,
won't go
whatever.
With all that.
Yeah.
But he goes, it's the dude from the accident. And he answers the phone and well, it was the dude from the accident's phone call, but it was a police officer on the other line telling him that he had fled the scene of an accident and that he had to return immediately.
Or else face major consequences. And he went sheet white. And you could tell he was like, because we had told him, he was like, do you think I should have stayed?
But it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
And the other driver had originally said he was fine. And then the driver's wife got out and was like, no, you need to stay. But he was like, oh, I got to go. Because I'm
to work.
I have to lose my fucking virginity.
But like he said he was going to work.
Yeah. But like, whatever. I don't blame him for fucking leaving. Like, of course.
Right.
Like, it wasn't
like,
his fault.
Because
somebody pulled
the guy
out in front.
Said,
he had no damage to his vehicle. The guy said it was good. Like, there was nothing.
Everybody else would have left.
So, dude had to leave. And then he came back later that night.
Yeah, because he had to go from there to something.
So we're like, all right, cool. He came back later. All he had to do was sign. We had to get his ID, and he's good to go. Unfortunately, he left his ID this time.
Yes, which is like major.
Like we can't really problem. Yeah. So I felt bad because like, dude, obviously had a fucking day.
It seems like that's just kind of the story of his life, is what he said. He goes, "This is because we're like, is this just a bad day, just bad luck?" And he was like, "This is just my life." And we're like, "Dude, like
that fucking sucks."
We're like, "What the heck? Like, how could someone have such bad luck like this?" I mean, he was a good-looking guy too.
Yeah. So we actually asked him if he'd do a little like podcast interview type thing with us,
right?
Because we were like, "All right, look, she can't bang you tonight because like you gotta."
But he had so many questions. Like, not like bad, but just intrigued by everything that
Let's do this. Let me pull out the microphones. I'll put the camera up just on Steph.
Yeah.
You answer the questions, we'll give you a prize afterwards, you know.
Right.
Or ask us questions, you know, we'll talk it through. And he's all right, well, yeah, let's do it. So I think it's like maybe a 10-minute interview.
Yeah, say 10, 15 minutes maybe. Maybe a little longer.
Maybe I'll attach it to this. I don't know. Haven't decided.
I guess it depends.
I'll have to listen back to it. I actually haven't listened back and seen how graphic it is. But afterwards, you essentially, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, let's show him your tits, you know. And then I was like,
we'll show him something else.
We'll show him something else. And then you open that up. And then I don't know what led to what, but you started sucking his cock. And I was like, oh, you know, let's just film it. And hopefully, he comes back with an ID
because he promised.
Yeah. You still didn't fuck him. You sucked his dick. We let him come in your face.
Yep.
And then we said, hey, hopefully you come back so we can actually, you know, take your V card. Now what's cool about this, is the fact that we know that he can, come on camera now.
Yes.
Which is, it's like a really hard.
And it wasn't that long either. Like,
well, to be fair, dude had had all fucking day to fucking work this up.
He'd had a day, so he needed that release.
But at least now that that's over, we know that he's got tests. So when he does come through, we should have a nice,
fun time.
Good time with that one. Now, as we were waiting for him, because we did expect him to come back the next day.
He told us he was going to come back.
He told us he was going to come back, but that he was on call for work. So we were waiting for him, and you got another match.
Match, yes.
And this one was
immediately, like, you know, sometimes they beat around the bush as far as, like, telling you, like, oh, I'm a virgin, this, that, and the other. This guy literally messaged. He goes, hey, I'm a virgin. And we're like, yes. So we're like, all right. And so we went into our little like thing and basically we're like, how soon can you get here? He's like, well, I'm working till like 5:00. And we were like, okay, but like, is it possible that you could come by like tonight?
He goes, I can come by right after I get off of work.
He goes, but I have to be home at a certain time.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, and then he messaged me, he goes, all right, I'm off work. I was like, all right, how far away are you? And he was like, 9 minutes or something like that. Something very specific.
Something very oddly specific. No, 17 minutes.
Whatever it was.
I don't know.
And you were like, all right, yep, let me get ready. So we basically just like, it was very spur of the moment.
Very quick.
What was cool is he had enough time, because I think it was like 3:00 or something that he messaged us originally, so he was able to listen to our podcast.
No, it was around lunch.
It was around lunch, whatever. He was able to listen to our podcast first, and kind of get an idea so that we didn't have to be like, hey, these are all the details. So dude knew before he showed up, like, what to expect. These cats are going fucking wild right now.
They haven't been fed yet.
My gosh.
Next level. He's doing that weird, like, side jump. I'm sure everybody knows what that means.
Anyways, so we had,
yeah, so he had enough time. He was at work, had enough time to listen to the podcast. And we asked him, we're like, did you have any questions? Is there anything that you, you know, need clarified? He goes, the podcast really answered all my hesitancies, questions. And I was like, perfect. So he literally just shows up.
We get the forms done. We say, all right, sit down.
We did this one a little differently.
We did it, not
bad.
Not crazy different, but we just had you kind of show off first, which I think was great because it got him excited. Like, you literally see, like, pre-cum pouring out of this dude's cock before
we even, like,
you even touch it.
Yeah.
Because it was, you got him that excited.
Yep.
So,
bigger, well, he was that ready, too.
Bigger dude as far as, like, size, like, body size. Normal size
very, very
for
tall.
Normal size for dick. So yeah. I think it's, you know, a good, like, average representation of, like, a, you know, he's 21 years old.
Yep.
Nice dude. Professional guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully this makes a big difference for him.
I hope so.
He was like, I really, you know, these are the types of guys that we like to help just because they're genuine. They're nice. You know, they're not.
And I mean, it wasn't like he was slighted ever. Like, you know, not like, you know, cheating girlfriends, whatever, whatever. He's just been, you know.
I think he was religious and just, you know, the opportunities maybe didn't come up or whatever, but whatever it might be, he had a fun time. He messaged us back, said, you know, thanks again.
He was like, I'm not sure if I told you or not, but I really want to thank you. And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, you know, I'm glad that we were able to have a good time.
Yeah. So number 17 is now going to become number 18 because
he comes back, which is funny because we had told him, we're like, oh yeah, you're going to be like,
we already gave him the number.
Yeah, so we already gave him the
number. We're
going
to have to change his number now unless he's listening.
Or unless he's already got it, you know, like, tattooed on him, you know, as a prize or something.
Shit, that would suck. Like,
then we just bumped the other guy. Anyways.
On top of that, we did another fun game where I put kind of a feeler out on FetLife, and I did it a while ago. And it takes so long. And this is what I'm talking about with that post-nut clarity shit.
Yeah.
Is like, we get people that are like, yep, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. We set times, and then they must go and jerk it, and then they fucking block or ghost.
Unmatched,
whatever. It is like exhausting at this point. But this one dude was cool. And I basically was like, all right, here's the deal. Like, come over, let's play video games. And this will be the scenario. Like, I gave him the scene ahead of time. Like, the scene is, you know, we're gonna play video games. We ended up playing 007 Goldeneye because like we both couldn't find a game that like
we were both either really good at or really bad at.
Which, by the way, I want to say, like, before anybody watches this fucking video, and like, I hope he's listening too. Like, I could have smashed you in this fucking game, bro. I was being easy because I was following the fucking script. But anyways, I lost in a game.
He was probably gonna say the same
of 007 Goldeneye Rockets, which will never happen again. Stephanie put herself up for the bet.
I didn't put myself up.
I put Stephanie up for the bet. That was part of this scene. She lost in the
No, you lost.
I lost. Jesus. I lost, and then essentially the bet was that you would show off for him for 5 minutes while he jerked it.
Right. After the 5 minutes, he was just be like, all right, see you later, bye.
Yep. If he got it, he got it. If he didn't, he didn't. But then, you know, as she's showing off, she got excited and then was like, hey, can I just like sit on it just to see what it feels like? And it escalates from there. We did everything with condom on that one. She didn't suck dick or anything like that. It was all just with the condom because that was just kind of part of the deal. We didn't, it was a no contact, just being naughty and having fun. Pictures are great. So that one will be fun and released
hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. And that is, I guess, if we're going to give that a title as far as description of penis, what would that be called? I don't want to say it.
A BBC.
Yeah, I think that one would be called that. But really, it's like, I think it matched size with mine. Like, it was a good complimentary, like.
Yeah, like, yeah, if I was to put them probably side by side, they'd probably be pretty much, not the same, obviously, but like very, very similar. So
that was fun. And we'd like to do more of those. Like, we're talking about doing just this like random thing. Like, you know, obviously we want people to be, you know, people have to be cool. We all have to be tested. We're looking for people that know how to want to have fun. We're not looking for people that want to be dominant. You know what I mean? It's just, let's have fun.
They follow the script, follow the rules, follow what it is that we say.
And we like regular people.
Right.
Like, I want the average dude that was just like, I dream of being able to do this. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm going to write it off because it's a fantasy
it's
that would never happen.
It's a crazy thing, yeah.
You know, and then he puts himself out there and he's like, fuck it. What happens if I say yes? And then he finds himself in this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very true, yeah.
I think that's cool to me. Yeah, they're nervous. Okay. That's fine.
You know, I mean, we're nervous too.
That's so. Part of what we're trying to capture on camera. It's like a social experiment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we do it safely. We get tested. And I mean, we still need to do a whole episode on testing. Yeah. But we're looking for a sponsor to let us do tests first. So, you know, if you have the at-home testing kits and you'd like us to give them a go on the podcast, it's a good time to do it. We try to get tested monthly. It's fucking expensive, y'all.
It's hard to get to where it is that we need to go to test, because it's like...
Well, there's one in our area that's close by, but it's super expensive. If we want to go to the one that's like accepted by the adult industry, it's like an hour and a half away.
And it wasn't that... No, we won't go into it.
Yeah. And I'm also like, I'm fine with like getting it shipped to us, you know, doing it at the house and stuff. Yep. Whatever, that worked for us a few times.
Yeah.
But regardless, whatever it is, you just got to get tested and be safe and make sure that the people you're playing with are tested. It may seem like we're being random and unsafe, but we're not.
We are checking. And if they have not been tested, then we say, all right, sorry, you have to wear a condom.
And it's a condom that's, you know.
Provided by us.
Provided by us. And you do it the right way. There's no sucking cock ahead of time and stuff like that. Like it's, you know, We're pretty good with it. What else was there that we were going to mention?
Oh, we were, you know, then searching back on Tinder because it obviously hit once. And we've definitely found, I had somebody else randomly, you know, reach out, but then ended up saying, no, I think it might be too much. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, we got a few options. So now that you're on Tinder, I mean, that's cool. We're probably going to have to end up bleeping that word because I could see us getting in trouble for dropping it so much. They're going to kick us off the fucking platform. But anyways, I mean.
So we ended up having, you know, we were looking for the specifics and then just kind of putting feelers out. And then we had a, you know, that some will say that they're inexperienced. And you're like, okay, that's fine. Like, we can still film with that. We can still do some sort of scenario. Whether they're, you know, an actual virgin or not. Like, obviously, that's what I look for. But inexperienced is also still nice. So I bashed with this guy last night.
We threw it out that, hey.
Yeah, look, sorry. I was
if
like,
you're willing to, you know, do the forms, provide your ID. I don't know what it was that piqued your interest about him. But
he just looked, I mean, he looked. She's on
me. He looked your type.
Yes. And so, you know, he couldn't meet up tonight or last night. So he was like, yeah, I can come over, you know, tomorrow morning. We're like, cool. And then, that's gonna be a problem. Yeah, I got to go get her. Just a second. No. You get down. Cats are on some crazy stuff today. Anyway, so he basically agreed to do everything. I told him I'd message him at a certain time tomorrow morning so we could, you know, set the specifics. You know, he said he was down to film, provide the ID, forms, all that. And I woke up really not feeling great, which is kind of part of the reason we decided to do this today. I was about to go message him. Unmatched. Could not find him. Could not remember his name, but I went through all the messages and then I remembered the name. But post-nut clarity is wild because I told him even... Last night, I said, whatever you do, don't jerk off before you come tomorrow. Like, hold off. And he said, okay, I will. Don't worry. It must have hit. So.
Look, fellas.
It's fine. Whatever. He wasn't a virgin, but.
You got to get to my level where if you're not living in a constant state of post-nut clarity, you're just living in a constant state of pre-nut delusion. Yeah. Okay. You got to find that one spot and just stay there. Okay. I've got post-nut delusion all the time.
Yeah.
That's why I live in this world.
But we do have that one guy that's supposed to be coming back. And we possibly have another one in the works. We just have to set all the, details. So number 17 could get pushed to 19.
Good. Yep.
Pending, you know, how quickly he moves. And boy, is he going to be disappointed when he finds out his number dropped. So I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We're not slowing it down. We're not
waiting just for him because
we got some catching up on bills to do. If you all really like what it is that we're doing, obviously we don't get paid from this podcast, guys. This is just something we do as a labor of love. We hope that you support
spreading the knowledge.
We hope that you'll support our OF page in return for that.
Whether that be, you know,
subscribing, buying videos, buying customs, all that kind of stuff is what supports us. And we are getting hit hard lately, y'all. Ugh. We had 6 weeks of not being able to sell content. On top of that, we had to, you know, really invest a lot of money into the content that we were making over the past 2 weeks. We have an issue with our electric company here in Florida, where they've been charging us as much as $800 a month. We have a 1,400 square foot house.
It is not worth.
We thought we fixed it. It was like that for over a year, like almost $600 to $800 a month. We thought we fixed it. They changed out our meter. It fixed for like a week or two. Now we're back up to $400.
Doesn't seem like a lot, but like.
They put us on this special program where they're like, hey, we're going to give you an extra 10 days because we fucked you over so much.
Right.
Well, it was an extra 10 days on my due date, but they changed my due date somewhere. So I didn't know when the new due date was. So I thought I had that 10 days and I paid before the 10 days. And then they hit me with a deposit. So now I owe an extra $1,200 by the end of this month after having paid $1,200 within the last 90 days or 60 days to the power company. So we are wheeling and dealing.
We are grinding, hustling. Just know that if, you know, some days that we don't put something out on our page or whatever, if we send out extra things just to like try to catch up, it's not us just trying to be annoying and all that. It's just we're trying to close that gap because
we
just cannot get ahead.
Yeah, this is one of those things where everybody loves what we do. I know that we have a very unique situation here. But I feel like it's got to be something where you guys, you know, we have to be supported throughout.
People,
you know,
say, oh, yeah, I'll buy one, you know, this, that,
when the versions other. Come, when the versions, well, we have to have the money in order to be able to get to that. It you know, really, I'd like to not be hosting them in our home. I'd like to be getting a place somewhere else.
Right.
Keep it safer because we'll be able to do it faster, you know. There's all kinds of stuff that we could do to make this process better.
And more fun for just everybody in general.
You know, it's $6 to subscribe to your page and then $30 to buy one of the Virgin videos.
Yeah.
And that might seem like a lot, but y'all,
these things are...
This is a one-time event. You know, these are unique. And you're never going to see anything else like it, period.
And there's, like, every single one is just slightly different. Yes, maybe it's in the same...
And you might be like, oh, I'm not going to get off. No, it's, like, it's really, like, it's erotic to a very, like... It's very intensely erotic. I don't know how else to explain it.
No, I agree.
It's not, like, intimate erotic. It's...
Just... The rawness, the realness of taking someone's virginity.
Seeing their first time, like watching this dude just like,
Yep.
It's intense, y'all. So we really, I mean, if this is what you like, please support us. I mean, we're not making, I mean, shit, we didn't even clear like $6,000 this month.
No.
Which is like
wild.
Abysmal to us. Like, I don't know how we're going to survive.
And we're not trying to, you know.
We're not trying to, like, shame anybody, but, like, don't think that we're making $100,000 a month or anything.
Because we're not.
You know.
We get a lot of people that will come to the page and then just never buy anything. They're like, no, I'm good. I'm like, oh, okay.
Or a lot of virgins that will come in and be like, oh, can you take my virginity? And you're like,
no, I'm not allowed to talk about this stuff on.
Yeah, and then they delete their account.
Yep.
So, just, you know, not a pity party for us, y'all. At all, but like, we really would love your support. VirginitySnatchers.com, easiest way to get there. Take you to the OnlyFans page, also take you to the Minivids page.
Yep.
Either one of those, great way to support us. We're streaming a lot too now. Getting on Chatterbait and a lot of other platforms just to try to close this gap. We're not doing StreamMates right now because they're just taking too much money from us.
Yeah.
But Chatterbait has been fun. We're doing YouTube videos. You got a lot of YouTube videos coming up. I'm playing music again. We're just really trying to close this gap. So
get people interested in seeing more of us.
Absolutely. So thank you all for the support. And should we add? No, we'll do a separate episode with 17s. We'll wait until he actually
shows back up.
And if he doesn't, then we'll do a different type of release on that one.
Yeah, we'll give him a little bit of time.
Yeah, but we do the real 17 will be released.
Yes.
That video is done, and it should be released by Sunday. If not sooner. I really think it might be tonight, but I don't want to like...
Well, they don't know when tonight is.
Well, I'm going to release this like now.
Oh, okay.
So tonight would be Friday, July 12th.
Yep.
I'm aiming for tonight because I'm going to have several hours of time to myself today.
Yep.
So again, guys, thanks for the support. Follow us, Instagram, Stephanie Class X, Twitter, Stephanie Class X, awkwardpillowtalk.com. And make sure you leave reviews for the podcasts and send us money. Need money. Thanks.
Bye.
Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before, so I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX